Can't decide and torn between a romantic, comedy, action, or an indie film to watch for the weekend? Well, 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 Golden State Media Concepts Movie Podcast is your ultimate guide to the latest movies. Join Jordan, Keith, and Mariano as the trio dissects what's latest on the blockbusters. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Movie Podcast.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for listening to the GSMC Movie Review Podcast. I'm Mariano.
And I'm Captain Keith.
All right. And we've got a couple movies to review today, the first of which being Nerve with Emma Roberts and Dave Franco.
Yep.
Then we've got Miles Ahead.
Yes, the DVD new release, which is a biopic about Miles Davis, starring Don Cheadle, who's also directing the film.
Yep, and wrote the film.
Yes, there you go.
Did you know, fun fact before we get into Nerve?
Please.
The Miles Davis estate wouldn't have allowed this movie to be made unless Don Cheadle wrote and directed.
I didn't know that. I know they wanted him to do the film.
Yep. But they wanted only him to do the film.
Isn't that amazing?
Right?
Yeah. He did a great job
playing
Miles
Davis.
Yeah.
Well, okay, but I expected that.
Yeah. He's an amazing actor anyway.
But he's an amazing director, though, I thought.
Yeah, he is.
Which we'll get into. But
yes.
Nerve. Now, it was Emma Roberts, Dave Franco, and who did...
directed it? Yeah. David F. Sandberg, who also just recently did Lights Out as well.
Oh, okay.
I know, right? Yeah. So
Two different movies.
Yeah, and he did some film shorts, Closet Space, Attic Panic, Coffer, Not So Fast. Yeah.
I'm seeing a theme there.
I know, right?
Horror movie director.
I know. So, yeah, so he's been doing his thing for a while. He really has. And Nerve. Now, the interesting thing about this, about our main two stars, they're great at what they do, and they have some great famous relatives. Did you realize that?
Emma Roberts? I didn't realize that.
Dude, Emma Roberts. Her father is Eric Roberts, and her aunt is Julia Roberts.
Oh.
You didn't know that, huh?
No.
Yeah.
I know about Dave Franco.
Right. Yeah. But Emma, yes, she's Hollywood royalty, too.
I know is she's freaking gorgeous.
And she did a great job in standout role in the American Horror Story.
Yeah,
Coven.
She did.
So that was a breakout role for her. So, and I believe she's doing Scream Queens now.
Yep, and she did Scream Part 4 too.
Oh, see? I didn't even realize that. So yeah, so she paying her dues. But yeah, this Nerve. Nerve is basically like a psychological thriller about a girl who's about to she's looking to pick a college to go to, and she seems to have always played it safe in her life. And she's got a friend who is the exact opposite of her, who seems to be very daring and very outgoing socially.
Right.
So, her friend, turns her on to what Nerve is, this new social media game where you could be a watcher or a player. So, and...
they call it Truth or Dare minus the truth.
Exactly.
So basically what happens is she tries to convince her to play the game. Eventually she goes with it and she does little dares here and there and you win money for it.
Uh-huh.
And she, they meet Dave Franco through a dare.
His name is Ian, and Emma's name is V.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so Ian and V, another dare is for them to kind of stick together and do some stuff. And then, predictably the movie kind of goes up from there, and the dares get worse and worse and riskier. And
right, and you see some of that in the trailer. You
right.
See, yeah, so, when you think about this film and after watching the trailer, well, one of the things I thought about when I was watching this film is that in 2016, this is very believable.
I agree.
Because of social media and the part it plays in our world today is why I say that.
The part I liked about it, no, you're totally right. And also just people being so ready to do these things these days. I believe that,
especially
too.
When you're that young, too, because you got all that energy, man. You got all that energy, and, you're on fire with the world.
I don't know what you're talking about. I cut carbs, and I'm dying right now.
I hear you, but...
Also, what I liked about the movie was it kind of has that, Eagle Eye feel to it. Do you remember Eagle Eye?
Oh, yeah.
Where they're always watching and they're always there.
Yeah.
Because that's what I kind of gleaned from this movie was, man, you... And also what I like about it is just the idea that there is a such thing as in too deep, so you be careful what you do.
Yes, definitely. Some dares aren't worth taking.
Yeah.
So, and they find that out too. But it's I enjoy the chemistry between Dave Franco and Morales, you know, Ian and V.
Can I say I'm not really a huge Dave Franco fan?
Really?
Yeah.
Like, I like him. I like Dave.
I just like him. this movie was
Don't forget he's also in the Neighbors.
Yeah, and he's also in Now You See Me.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. He's doing his thing.
And he was also in, what's that movie that everybody thought was the funniest thing on the planet? Oh, 21 Jump Street.
He is?
Yeah, he's the kid that sells the drug.
Oh, man. Yeah. Wow, flashback. Thank you for reminding
Charlie
me.
Charlie St. Cloud. Okay. He's in a few movies. He's always, to me, just kind of okay. Like, I've never seen him really happy. I've never seen him really sad. He just has that face. That's just one face. But
so that's your complaint about the film? Or
sort of, because as far as that goes, he was at his best so far in this film, in my opinion.
I think you might be right.
Yeah. And Emma Roberts, I guess kind of the same. She's better at it, I believe. But Ian and V, they did well together in this film.
Yes.
So that's my closest thing to a complaint for this film.
Okay. So what did you think of the film, though?
I liked more really the kind of the directing of it.
Okay.
Do you notice everything is bright? Yes. The music is kind of fun. It's just like one of those really fun young, you know, I'm not really sure how to describe it, but the way it was directed was really cool. It was a lot of like cutscenes, almost like collage-y.
Mm-hmm.
And I liked it. The idea is interesting. I like that. I like the originality of it.
And I do too.
Without saying too much, I love the idea of, you know, you move forward and then realize, oops, maybe I can't move backwards. And that was an interesting twist, kind of getting toward the later parts of the movie there.
Yes.
And the ending was a little bit much, but you know what? It was good. It was a good movie overall. I'd give it like a 7.5 or 8. 7.5.
Okay. All right. That's fair. I mean, because I feel like this film, this movie is a definitely like a young urban thriller slash drama, but more so of a thriller, I think. It was interesting to see someone get out of their comfort zone and to see how far they could go. So, and then it was interesting to see, you know, the so-called, you know, book smart girl who's awkward and shy, and then her best friend who's maybe not really book smart, who's outlandish and social, and to see what makes them tick and to see that maybe things are not always as they appear.
Right.
And that's the recurring theme for this film, is that things are not always as they appear at all. So, and I dug that. And you're right. I mean, I did enjoy the cinematography, the way it was shot. I thought it was directed well. I mean, the colors were very bright and nice. I mean, now that you mention it, and it was.
But that was on purpose, because every single scene is some color, you know.
Yes. Well, that's to give you a very warm and authentic and organic type of feel.
Oh, I'm not against it. Yeah, it's just something that I noticed, I thought it was worth.
Because I feel like that's to make you be more warm and accepting of what's about to happen. Because it just gets crazier and crazier. And it gets a little dark, you know. And this film also shows you, you know, definitely the dark side of who people are.
Yeah. In case you didn't already know. But you see, that's an interesting kind of piece of, like, that's an interesting little undertone there is, especially people on the internet, be careful.
Definitely.
Right.
Definitely. Be careful of what you click on and what you put yourself to be a part of.
Exactly.
You think it's a game, and it might be a whole different game that you're playing that you don't even know that you're playing. And Nerve definitely gives you that. Yeah, you think you were playing this game, but you're not. So it's almost kind of like it's also giving you a lesson on life.
Right. But it really reminded me of Eagle Eye. And I liked Eagle Eye. I remember liking that movie.
Uh-huh. Definitely. But yeah. I enjoyed the film. I thought Emma Roberts did a great job as V, very believable. I liked her chemistry with Dave Franco as Ian. And Emily Mead as Sydney, you know, the smart, outgoing friend.
Yeah, she came off as a little archetype to me. Like, of course.
Really?
Yeah, of course the really quiet girl has that one crazy friend that gets her into trouble. But it didn't do, like, it annoyed me for like a second. Then I was like, oh, okay, because the movie was good. The build up was good. I like the dare. Like the dare. That's a good idea.
What is
that movie? Was a good idea.
I told you. Yeah, definitely. And like I said, because and it was very, in today's time and age, it's very realistic.
Yeah.
You know, I could see what they were doing really happening. That's the scary part.
And also, I feel like in today's, you know, day and age, the way we expect things to progress, you know, in terms of getting bigger, better, bigger, better,
mm-hmm.
the dares was a perfect way to push a movie along.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And they did a great job of that. So on a scale of 1 to 10, I'd give it, I'm going to give it like an 8.
Okay.
So, but after this break, we'll come back and we will talk about Miles Ahead, the new Miles Davis biopic, which is a film that was long in the making and long in the waiting.
Yeah, let's not get miles ahead of ourselves.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Are you looking for the very best NFL and college football podcast? Then check out the GSMC Football Podcast. Get the latest football news, both on and off the field. From the NFL draft to trades to the rumor mill to the NFL combines, they got you covered. That's gsmcpodcast.com/football-podcast. Get updates on college rivalries, game day insights, and much, much more. It's football talk the way you want it. This show eats, sleeps, and breathes football. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit gsmcpodcast.com for more info.
And we are back.
Oh, cool. Kidding.
Yes, very cool. And our new movie, Miles Ahead.
Yes.
It's on DVD now, starring Miles Davis. No, starring...
That's how good this movie was. Don Cheadle.
Did such a good job. Yeah, starring Don Cheadle as Miles Davis, who also wrote and directed the film,
yes.
As Mariana stated. Yeah, so there it is. Yeah, he did a great job.
Hang on,
mm-hmm.
Let's be clear. He did a great job.
Yes, he did. This biopic, which was like 20 plus years in the making, focuses on just 5 years of Miles Davis's life, a certain period where he wasn't making any music anymore, and nobody knew why. And it also goes over one of his marriages.
Yeah.
His marriage to Frances Taylor.
Yeah, so. a lot of it's kind of abstract.
Yes. Yes, and yeah, and that's what a lot of critics are talking about. But it was a joy to watch this film. I saw it in the theater, actually, even though it's on DVD now.
Okay,
it's an independent film, and Don Cheadle was just amazing. He personified Miles Davis, the voice, the mannerisms, the look. And
did you know he even learned the trumpet for this film?
No, I didn't know that.
Yep.
Well, that's why he's such an exceptional actor.
4 years he practiced trumpet.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Wow, see? Yeah, you're doing the Keith on me today, man. You got me. Yeah, all right. Yeah, that's amazing. Well, that's even better news to know. I mean, this film with Ewan McGregor playing Dave Brayton, a journalist who's trying to get a story for Miles,
mm-hmm.
they wind up having an adventure.
A little bit.
Yeah, basically, you know, Miles has, you know, one thing that he's worked on that he won't let anybody listen to.
Right.
So it's a master tape that he keeps. And let's just say everybody and their mother wants that tape. And it just goes crazy when you watch this film. I enjoyed the flashbacks. I enjoyed seeing Miles when they had showed him with the short hair.
Yeah.
During his Sketches of Spain with Gil Evans. Era, and then you see him later with his hair long, and you know it's the 70s, and
yeah, it's like 75. And
it was just a very fascinating film to see. Very fascinating character. Miles Davis is definitely a maverick, definitely a giant in jazz music. He's a true musical visionary, and the man easily has over 50 records. Easily.
Can I throw you guys like two little snippets of information that'll tie him and Don Cheadle together?
Please do.
Number one being, the Miles Davis estate would not have allowed this movie to have been made if anyone but Don Cheadle were to have done it. They only would have made it if he did it. Number two, the reason he did it in this abstract way is because he wanted to kind of pay homage to Miles Davis's, his like freelance forward thinking, risk taking way of doing things, which is why he decided to do this in that way.
Okay. That's amazing information to know and find out about. So you can see how strongly Miles Davis's family felt about Don Cheadle playing this role.
Right, and at the same time, how strongly Don Cheadle felt about Miles Davis and the way he did things.
Yes.
He appreciated the innovation, which is why he attempted to do it in this way. And I think I liked it. I think it paid off.
I think so, too.
It was like, I don't want to say weird. It was different, but it was good. And this is his first feature film directional debut. So I liked it. I'm looking forward. I'm in for him directing. You know, I'll be in for the next one.
Oh, definitely. He's done some episodes of House of Lies, the TV series that just finished that he did, that he was on with Showtime. But yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And what's cool about this film, too, is that, I mean, you see all kinds of, you see a defiant Miles Davis. You see that he's definitely a free will spirited person. But you see some of the, you know, the negative sides of who he is, too. Paranoia, controlling. Mm-hmm. I mean, you see, so, you know, it's, they paint a very vivid picture of who he is. Now, the only complaint I would have is that it just focused on this certain period of his life, where there's so many, and I understand that it's hard to do all of it right away. I get that. But a certain period and a certain wife, and that was cool. Because Miles had more than one wife.
Right.
So, you know, there's going to be critics and people who argue that, well, that's, you know, your take on their marriage. But, you know, what really happened, you know, is this a little bit biased? So, you know, there's been talk about how there were some things in this film that didn't happen. And there are other things in the film that did. And that's fine. Yeah, go ahead.
What I heard about this film was, a lot of these things happened, just not in the timeline that the film had. Like, the film was based right around 1975, in between then and like 1980.
Right.
And it did use some things that happened before then and some things that happened after them, and then just kind of crammed them all together.
Right.
And it also kind of did this thing where it took things that like a lot of different people did in real life with him or to him, or, mm-hmm. and they crammed those things into like one person. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And that's what I meant by it's abstract, but, you know, you got to push the film forward.
Right.
So do I hate it? No, because they didn't push it as like a documentary. It's a short period of his life. It's like one little piece.
Well, it's a biopics, which is different from documentary.
Right. So. But mm-hmm. but you know what I mean? How it's not like this is the life of Miles Davis. It's just a piece of it, but kind of dramatized for the, you know.
So, yeah, what I like about it, what I like about the film is that it's a piece of his life. What I don't like about the film is that it's a piece of his life. But here's what I'll say. What I like about what Don Cheadle did as the director and the star of this movie, Miles Ahead, is that he set this film up in a way where we could get a sequel. And I would like to see them do that. I would like this to be a franchise, because Miles Davis' life was full and vivid. You know, I mean, he died young for the most part in the 90s, but there's so much work that he did. And I felt like we got a taste of the music that he was doing in the film, but there was so much more to show that they didn't. And that makes sense.
That does make sense. And I wonder if they will do a sequel, because he spent years devoting himself to this role. Did you notice little things? What I love about Don Cheadle, you know, like we were talking about Hotel Rwanda.
Oh, excellent film. Yeah, he got nominated for Academy Award for that film.
But little things, like his African accent was, in my opinion, like perfect.
Don Cheadle's one of the greatest actors of all time, dude. He's
I agree.
You don't have to convince me.
I agree to that. But the point I was trying to make was his movement, his voice, his you know, he just
he was Miles Davis. You heard me in the intro.
Is it just me, or are there some new like Daniel Day-Lewis's coming around these days?
Well, I'll just say maybe there's some new Don Cheadles. But I know what you mean, though.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, he's a great actor.
People
too,
who really immerse themselves into these characters.
Oh yeah, no, Don. I mean, Don stole the show in Devil in a Blue Dress with Denzel Washington, where he played Mouse.
Right.
So people, he caught their eye with that as well. So, you know, he's no stranger to good drama and to good acting.
But not even good acting, like
a great actor.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, He does his thing well. He played Sammy Davis Jr. in a Rat Pack film with Ray Liotta. He did a great job with that. So he's been around for a while. It's not his first rodeo. But like I said before, too, I definitely – my only complaint with this film is that I want to see some more of the music. I wanted them to be able to turn people on to Miles' music even more than what they did. Hmm. It's the first film, but I feel like don't make it be the last. You know, because Miles' work – is so vivid and huge and long.
Vast, yeah.
You could pick up where that film left off at and keep going for a little while if you wanted to.
Would that be the first biopic to do that if it does?
It would be.
Okay.
Just give us credit for it. We called it here first.
No, just put us in it.
Well, yeah, that too.
And I like who we chose, Ewan McGregor.
Yeah. Yeah. He's a great actor too. I like him a lot too. So he doesn't get enough credit. But we'll talk some more about both films after this break, well, in the wrap-up. So stick around. There's more to come. Mariano, Keith, Golden State Media, Movies.
We out.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Welcome back to the GSMC Movie Review Podcast with Captain Keith and Lieutenant Mariano.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. In the trenches. So, we just finished up the review for Miles Ahead, the story of the biopic anyway, of a small period of the story of Miles Davis.
Right. We didn't even get ratings yet for it.
We didn't. But before we do, I wanted to bring up that little point that me and you were talking about, which was considering this is his first feature length like directional debut.
Yes.
I think if someone were to articulate to him that it would be interesting to make another one, and since he'd like to do it differently and it'd be in the Miles Davis tradition, there has never been like a biopic double or trilogy, you know.
Trilogy or franchise.
I could see him wanting to do that. Because
yeah,
he'd be breaking
so
some barriers.
He would be, and it would be great. And then because Miles Davis has so many different great eras of music that he did.
And not just that, but he has the tools to get the job done, because if he writes like that, and we know he acts like that, then if anyone were to make a few biopics, it could be Don Cheadle.
I agree.
Right? That'd be interesting. That's really interesting. Let's write him and then just become Oprah rich.
Definitely. That's what I'm talking about. I mean, Man, still got to try to get a number. How many albums Miles made, man? He made a lot of records.
We can email the estate and see what they say.
I know, right? But yeah, I think it'd be a great idea to make it like a trilogy or four or five movies with Don, I just want to see them focus more on his relationships while he was making certain records, like Kind of Blue.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what went on in the studio and what went on in his personal life.
And I guess they could even do like a prequel. So you know that.
Well, yeah, because people don't know. He's from St. Louis, Missouri. He came from an upper-middle-class family. His father was a dentist. You know, Miles grew up with horses on the farm and stuff. I mean, his life is very fascinating. You know, being from Missouri, you know, that's the same place that Chuck Berry's from. You know, that's a big deal. So, yeah.
That would be a good idea. Don Cheadle, if you hear this, just make another one.
Yeah, make a sequel. Well, like I said, when you watch the film, yeah, I mean, that's how I felt. Like, I felt like after watching that film that I was ready for some more. I felt like maybe it wasn't long enough. But, yeah, I enjoyed the movie immensely. On a scale of 1 to 10, I'm going to give it, like, basically an 8.5.
I'm going to go with a 9.
Okay.
Don Cheadle was just
No, he did a great job. Killed I'm glad it. You enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Once again, folks, this is a DVD release now, so please, you know, give that movie the attention it didn't get in the theaters. Unfortunately, when these type of films come out, the independent films, a lot of times they have a small audience.
Right, because they don't get picked up by the...
Right, they don't get the promotion they deserve. Yeah. And it's ironic because I think that everyone knows Don Cheadle, but they forget it. They forget him until they see his face.
I think it's...
you know,
I think
that guy.
I know, but he's such a good actor, though. He's such a good actor.
But it happens all the time, man. Him, yeah. Paul Giamatti. I mean, it happens all the time. You're like, oh, I know who you're talking about when you show them the face. But yeah, I mean, or you say Mouse from Devil in a Blue Dress.
Yeah,
oh, that
Hotel
guy.
Rwanda. And-
right, exactly. So... yeah, so definitely rent that film, buy that film. It's worth it. Check out Miles Ahead, the music. Yeah, all his Miles Davis stuff is great. You know, from his early stuff to the fusion he did. I mean, On the Corner, everything. Even when he was doing contemporary jazz, like with doo-bop, that still sounded better than everything else that was out there at the time. So Miles Davis could do no wrong, musically speaking. So... yeah, he's definitely, you know, a very profound and innovative musician. So, yeah, definitely check that movie out. Pick it up. You'll like it. You won't regret it. You won't regret the performances in it at all. Like I said, my only complaint is that it wasn't long enough and that I just wanted more. And I get you can't do it all in that one film. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, Don, if you're listening, we you know, we think you're great, and we'd like to see you, yeah, do it like
do
a trilogy.
Do another one, yeah.
Yeah, do like two more of them. And take your time doing them.
Yeah,
take
I was gonna,
your time.
That's what I was going to say earlier.
Take your time,
doing them.
You know, get into what you want to do. Get into those different periods of Miles' life. So I think it's interesting, and I think that people will get turned on to Miles Davis's music who haven't been, who need to be, because jazz is one of the greatest musics, you know, greatest forms of music ever. So, yeah. And he is definitely a pioneer. I mean, people don't realize that Miles Davis, the people in his band went on to become leaders with their own bands.
Right.
I'm talking about Herbie Hancock and John Coltrane. People like that. So, yeah, it's a big deal. But, yeah, so we recommend that film. And Nerve, yeah, Nerve was fun. I enjoyed it. It's a first of its kind in regards to what it was doing.
Yeah, it's got a lot of nerve.
Cornball.
Yeah, no, you can't see it, but I'm giving a cheeky smile.
Yeah, I mean, they could have called it Dare, but I'm glad they called it Nerve.
No, Nerve like is good.
Yeah, yeah, it's interesting. It's fun. I like I said, I enjoyed it. I thought that Dave Franco and Emma Roberts had great chemistry together. So Ian and V. So yeah, they did a good job, and it was a different type of film. Like I said, it makes you. People are so easy. People are so quick to criticize other people who are doing things that they're afraid to do.
Yes. I think the word that we've both been looking for is it's a very thought-provoking film because
yes.
It kind of makes you wonder, like, ooh, would I do that dare?
Right. Exactly.
Right?
Where do you cut it off at?
Exactly.
You know and then money's involved. So yeah, it's just like...
Well, not even just that, but, you know, life is short. So I don't know if you do cut it off. You know what I mean? Because
right.
I love that saying that you'll be more disappointed in 20 years by the things you didn't do than by the things you did do. So
yeah, that's about right.
You know, so I think in a weird way that game could shift the culture like for the worse and then the better.
I agree.
Like, you know, to make an omelet, you got to break a few eggs type.
I always hated that quote, man.
I love that quote because it's so true.
That's a disturbing quote, though,
bro. But it's true, though.
But I also, no, but you got to remember, people would say that usually kind of megalomaniacs, so you got to be careful.
Sorry, Mom. I'm a man. But... You know, but that movie, though, it's very thought-provoking. It just kind of makes you think, like, man, would I? You know? If Emma Roberts was like, hi, can I hop on your motorcycle and go to the city? I'd be like, yeah. You know? Like, do you want to do all
I'd say the same thing.
Yeah, like, do you want to do all these dares together? Yes.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. Some dares I'm not doing, but this is going to be something I will do. So this is it. And you see why the game is so appealing when you watch the film.
Yeah.
You know? And it almost has a hint of, like... Anonymous in it with WikiLeaks in it. It has a few different things going on, mm-hmm. You know, Eyes Wide Shut. It's all kind of themed in that film a little bit.
But you see, I like it. What a new...
The whole secret society kind of thing.
What
with
a cool
all these
concept.
Watchers.
Yeah. Almost like an elite group type thing that like,
yeah.
That like run the whole thing.
Yeah, definitely. So yeah, it was doing its thing with that. Like I said, some of it was really dark. But I mean, they accomplished their goal in that film. Definitely. Like I said, it's easy for people to criticize you for things that you're afraid to do. that they do.
Right, but everybody's reality is
different. Yeah, yeah. So are you, you know, and the question you ask yourself when you watch this film, when you leave the theater, are you a watcher or a player?
Mm-hmm.
You know? So that's the real key.
And do you dare? I like that.
Yeah. Are you a watcher or a player? Yeah, you know, or are you both? Or which one are you?
That'd be a good saying from now on. Like, what's up? Are you a watcher or a player?
Yeah, you're right. So, yeah. So Emma's, you know, they're on the come up. Emma and Dave are on the come up. I expect great things from them in regards to films. You know, let's see what they do next.
This was a promising movie for me for Dave Franco.
He was really good with her, though, man. They had good chemistry.
But that's what I'm saying is he was really good with her. But he's been really like okay for other movies. Like I think,
but
in my opinion, like he's not bad. But I honestly believe, think of Now You See Me and Part Two. If he wasn't,
I thought he was good. Now You See Me.
He's
been good in supporting roles.
But
this is like his first co-lead role.
Yeah, but
that
we
saw.
But my point is this, though. Think of every other like lead in that movie.
Uh huh.
If he wasn't James Franco's little brother, do you think it would have been him, or do you think somebody else could have played that role maybe a little better?
But you know what? After seeing him play Ian, you know I can't see anybody else playing that but him. I really liked his performance in this film.
Well, that's what I mean. In this film, yes, that's what I'm trying to say is I kind of liked him. This movie was the best in my opinion so far.
Well, but you know you got to start somewhere. Like
said,
you know, ideally speaking, now that he and Emma have done this film together. They'll get more lead roles.
Oh, yeah. I'm all for it.
That they can carry.
I'm all for it.
They showed me that they could carry a movie.
You're right. I'm all for an upward trend. So if it's getting better, I'm in. I'll watch the next day, Franco.
Oh, I think he's got the potential. I think his brother James sometimes gets a little too, does a little too much.
Yeah.
So Dave may be pulling back on purpose because of that, because everyone's going to compare him to his brother.
Mm.
So if that be the case, he's playing it very smart.
I think
He's got to be his own person because there's Ben Affleck and there's Casey Affleck, and people forget that.
Yeah,
you know, you got to play your lane, and he's doing his lane. He's doing his lane smartly, and I think this is a good play for him. So, but the question will be, what happens next? Casey Affleck, great actor, he gets independent roles. You know, Ben is the big mainstream star. Casey is good. He may be just as good, but you know.
He was good in Good Will Hunting, and
you know what I'm saying? So, like I said, when you got famous siblings and, you know, parents and stuff, and you're in Hollywood, you know, it can get kind of tricky sometimes because everyone wants to compare you.
I can see that. Okay. Yeah. I'll give it to Dave Franco for not getting into James Franco's movies.
See?
I like that.
See, he's doing his own
because
thing.
Because they started really good, like Pineapple Express.
Yeah.
And then they turned into This Is the End.
Literally.
Yeah.
And I think James Franco's a great actor, but I think sometimes he needs to just pull it back a little bit.
He needs to.
So, and I like more of his serious roles at this point.
Me too.
So, you know. But yeah, but I think Dave is on the come up. And so, and Emma, you know, I think she's doing her dad and her uncle very proud. I mean, her dad and her aunt very proud. So Eric and Julia should be very proud. I think she's good. So I'm looking forward to seeing where they go next. But I definitely recommend both films. I recommend Nerve and I recommend Miles Ahead.
I recommend Miles Ahead over Nerve, but I do recommend Nerve.
Okay, but you know, at the same time, well, and that's fine. But they're kind of like apples and oranges, right?
Yes.
So, you know, but that was the whole purpose of the show in that regard, right?
Yeah.
You had to think about it?
I recommend. No, sorry. I was thinking of I think I recommend Eagle Eye over Nerve, but it was a good movie.
I'm going to recommend Nerve over Eagle Eye because of the whole social media aspect of it, because I think Nerve is even more, but Eagle Eye was good, but I think Nerve is even more realistic than Eagle Eye because of where we are in 2016.
Yeah. Okay. And to be clear, I really liked Eagle Eye, so that's not like a low bar. Like Nerve is a good movie and I did like it.
Yeah, so we recommend both films now.
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely. And it's time for us to say goodbye, my friend.
All right.
Thank you for checking us out today. You know, we always appreciate everyone listening to us. You can catch us on gsmcpodcast.com, Google Play. You can subscribe to us on iTunes. You can like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. And what else? You said Stitcher. What else? Instagram?
Stitcher, Instagram, SoundCloud.
SoundCloud. Okay. So I am Captain Keith.
I am Lieutenant Mariano.
And thanks again. And we'll see you somewhere out in space.